This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Rosalva Villalon. Date of birth, December the 1st, 1958. Case ID number is 587-1179. Date of exam, June the 22nd, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from a Social Security questionnaire dated 2023. And medical records from Nuestra Clínica del Valle dated 4/17/2023. Identifying information, this is a 64-year-old married female with four children, presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of diabetes mellitus, hypercholesterolemia, depression, stage 3 breast cancer, and osteoporosis. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2018, where she worked as a provider for 5 years. She also worked with her husband for 20 years as a painter assistant. During the time that she worked with her husband, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a house with her husband and is not receiving disability benefits. Allegations number 1, diabetes mellitus. Number 2, hypercholesterolemia. Number 3, depression. Number 4, stage 3 breast cancer. And number 5, osteoporosis. History of allegations. Number 1, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2013, she started to have symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, and a weight loss of 20 pounds. The claimant denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, nephropathy, or cardiovascular disease. She does suffer from diabetic polyneuropathy of her feet and hands, where she feels numbness and itchiness of her feet. She checks her blood glucose once per day and states it usually comes out between 120 to 140. She states the lowest it's ever been is 80 mg/dL, and the highest it's ever been is 180 mg/dL. She does not recall what her last hemoglobin A1C was, but her physician told her that it was high. She is presently taking metformin hydrochloride, 1,000 milligrams BID, Januvia, 100 milligrams QD, and Jardiance, 25 milligrams QD. Allegation number 2, high cholesterol. The claimant states that in 2010, she was diagnosed as having a very high cholesterol level, especially triglycerides. She denies any history of myocardial infarction or cerebrovascular accident. She is presently on Gemfibrozil, 600 milligrams BID, and she states that her physician has told her that her last levels were well-controlled and normal. Allegation number 3, depression. The claimant states that in 2018, she was having symptoms of sadness, decreased appetite, insomnia, decreased concentration, decreased motivation, decreased energy, anger, and crying spells. She denies any suicidal attempts or ideation. She is presently taking amitriptyline, 25 milligrams QHS, for her depression, and she states that she has done very well with the medication, that it appears to be helping her. She states that she went into depression secondary to finding out that she had breast cancer. Allegation number 4, stage 3 breast cancer of the left breast. The claimant states that in 2018, she was diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer. The claimant went on to have chemotherapy for 1 year and radiation for 1 month. Surgery was performed in January of 2018, and a partial left breast mastectomy was performed to remove the breast cancer that she had, along with nodal removal. She is presently in remission and is taking no medications for her condition. She is being monitored closely for any kind of reoccurrence or metastasis. Allegation number 5, osteoporosis. The claimant states that in 2019 she was diagnosed with osteoporosis. She states studies were performed to evaluate her condition. At the present time, she is taking alendronate sodium, 70 milligrams q/week, for her condition. She denies any fractures, surgeries, or injections given. She states her symptoms include warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels in the evening. Her limitations include being able to walk 1 block, stand for 10 minutes, climb 1 to 2 steps, but unable to squat or bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, use a skillet, sweep a room, and lift but not lift anything above her head. She is also unable to open up a jar top or button her clothes at this time. She has no assisted devices that she uses, and she states that she's being treated by Dr. Christopher at La Clinica del Valle. She is presently on Motrin 400 milligrams QHS, which does give her some relief. And she says the only physical exercise she does is minimal walking. Her daily activities include doing light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking, doing the laundry, and doing a little bit of walking. She denies sleeping during the day or watching TV. Family history. Her brother has renal cell carcinoma. Her father died at the age of 41. He was shot. He was shot while on call on duty as a police officer. The mother is 60 years old and suffers from, died of cancer of the colon. She has passed away. Medications. Metformin hydrochloride, 1,000 milligrams BID, Januvia, 100 milligrams QD, Jardiance, 25 milligrams QD, Gembrazil, 600 milligrams BID, Gabapentin, 300 milligrams TID, Omeprazole, 20 milligrams BID, Famotidine, 20 milligrams QD, Amitriptyline hydrochloride, 25 milligrams QHS, Cyclobenzaprine hydrochloride, 5 milligrams QD, alendronate sodium, 70 milligrams q/week, ferrous sulfate, 325 milligrams QD. The claimant states that she does not always take the omeprazole or famotidine. Medical problems. Left breast carcinoma, stage 3, in remission, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus, osteoporosis, peripheral vascular disease, depression, hypercholesterolemia with hypertriglyceridemia, depression, major surgeries, left partial mastectomy with node removal performed in January 2018. Social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking 3 cigarettes per day for 4 years. Alcohol, the claimant states she drinks socially. The claimant denies any delirium, tremors, or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 96.4 Fahrenheit. Weight 131 pounds. Height 5 feet 3 and a fourth inches tall. BP 139 over 95 mmHg. Heart rate 92 beats per minute. Respiration 12 respirations per minute. BMI 23. General. This is a 64-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in mild acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. H-E-E-N-T. Could you please drop down to the third sentence? The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be mildly abnormal with mild cataract formation bilaterally. The claimant also has some missing teeth. Could you drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/100. Pinhole is 20/40. OS uncorrected is 20/100. Pinhole is 20/50. Binocular uncorrected is 20/70. Could you drop down to cardiovascular? The jugular venous pulsations are less than 7 centimeters, and there was a regular rate and rhythm with auscultation. No murmurs, rubs, or gallops were heard with auscultation. Carotid pulses were 1+ on the left side and 1+ on the right side. Dorsalis venous pulses were 1+ on the left side and 1+ on the right side. Radial pulses were 1+ on the left side and 1+ on the right side. Posterior tibialis pulses were also normal at 1+ on the left side and 1+ on the right side. Could you please drop down to lungs after the last sentence? There are 2 3-centimeter scars in the left axillary and lateral area of the claimant's breast, which were scars used to remove the breast cancer on the left breast. Could you please drop down to abdomen? There is a 20-centimeter slanted scar on the right side where a cholecystectomy was performed. Could you drop down to extremities? The claimant had clubbing and cyanosis of both hand areas and of her lower feet. No ulcers or veins were noted, as well as no pitting edema. Calves were mildly tender. The Holman sign was negative. The claimant may also be suffering from diabetic polyneuropathy. Could you drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times 3 and had good eye contact with me. Her speech was fluent and her mood was depressed for the time. She had clear thought processes and her memory was fair. Concentration was good and she was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 1+ bilaterally, as well as decreased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. The claimant's gait was slow and unsteady. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. The claimant was unable to perform a heel-to-shin exam, and the Romber sign was negative. Musculoskeletal. The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or deformity was noted, except for her foot area and her hands, where she appears to have some mild atrophy and signs of poor circulation. There is normal range of motion of the cervical thoracic spine. However, the claimant has mild decrease of the lumbar spine, and she was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper extremities. However, the claimant does have decreased range of motion of the left shoulder at 120 degrees and of the right shoulder, which was normal at 180 degrees for abduction and forward elevation. The claimant also has decreased range of motion, motor, and sensory findings of the foot and ankle area, as well as in strength in her knee area. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees on the right side and 80 degrees on the left, and in the supine position, it was 40 degrees on the right side and 20 degrees on the left. Sensory examination was grossly abnormal to light touch throughout the body, especially of the hand and foot area. There is decreased range of motion and strength of both knees, and the claimant was only able to flex at 90 degrees. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on her own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant had moderate difficulty in getting up and down from the exam table. The claimant was unable to walk on her heels or toes and had difficulty walking at a regular tandem rate, secondary to foot pain. She could not stand on one foot bilaterally and was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. She did not present with an assisted device, but most likely than not needs one at this time. Neurological exam. Grip strength was plus 4 or 5 bilaterally. The claimant does have a right middle finger, trigger finger. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachial, radialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were plus 1. Sensory examination was grossly abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal. There is mild evidence of muscle wasting and some muscle spasms, especially of the lower extremity. Muscle strength was plus 4 over 5 for the upper extremities and plus 3 over 5 for the lower extremities. Fine and dexterous finger control is mildly abnormal for both hands, especially for the right, where she has a trigger finger. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is moderately restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. She hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction of her hands and feet, where the claimant appears to have decreased range of motion of her feet as well as her hands, secondary to poor circulation. The claimant does have clubbing of her fingernails. She is unable to heel, toe, and tandem walk normally. There is fairly normal grip strength at plus 4 over 5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mild to moderately restricted. On examination, the claimant shows some evidence of muscle wasting and fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields or in her visual acuity. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to mild dysfunction of her feet with mild atrophy noted, secondary to peripheral vascular disease, and clubbing of her fingernails with decreased function of both hands with a middle finger on the right side trigger finger. Probable diagnoses. Number one, diabetes mellitus. The claimant is being treated for her condition. She states that her average glucose levels are between 80 to 130 milligrams / DL. She does not recall what her last hemoglobin A1C was, but her physician told her that it was elevated. Allegation number two, hypercholesterolemia. Being treated at this time, the claimant has been told that her triglycerides and cholesterol are well controlled, and she is being treated for her condition. Allegation number three, depression and anxiety, secondary to being diagnosed with breast cancer. The claimant is being treated with amitriptyline, 25 milligrams QHS, and appears to be responding well to the medication. Allegations number four, stage three breast cancer. Dash has been treated with radiation and chemotherapy, and the claimant appears to be doing fairly well at this time. She is in remission. Allegation number five, osteoporosis. Being treated at this time, the claimant has had no fractures and appears to be doing fairly well. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Rosalba Villalón.